The International Bible Lesson Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series for Sunday, July 16, 2017, is from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. Hear now the word of the Lord from the New International Version, Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 10. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. Alas, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am too young. But the Lord said to me, Do not say I am too young. You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you, and will rescue you, declares the Lord. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appointed you over the nations and kingdoms, to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. May the Lord bless this reading of His Holy Word. International Bible Lessons Commentary, Uniform Sunday School Lessons Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Jeremiah chapter 1, verses 4 through 10, New International Version, July 16, 2017. Questions for discussion and thinking further follow the verse-by-verse International Bible Lesson Commentary. Study hints for discussion and thinking further will help with class preparation and in conducting class discussion. These hints are available on the International Bible Lessons Commentary website, along with the International Bible Lesson that you may want to read to your class as part of your Bible study. You can discuss each week's commentary and lesson at the International Bible Lesson Forum. Jeremiah 1:4. The word of the Lord came to me, saying, Jeremiah preached 40 years, beginning in the 13th year of King Josiah, and after the fall of Jerusalem in 586 B.C., probably until 580 B.C. Jeremiah was taken to Egypt against his will, where he died. The word of the Lord means God spoke directly to Jeremiah, and he recorded God's words to him through the scribe Baruch, who wrote them on a scroll. See Jeremiah chapter 36, verse 4. Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. God saw the apostasy of the kingdom of Judah before He planned the birth of Jeremiah. And God knew the kingdom would not repent and return to obedience in response to King Josiah's reforms or Jeremiah's preaching. God created Jeremiah in the womb to be His prophet. And before Jeremiah was born, God consecrated and appointed him to his service. Similar to Samuel and John the Baptist, God created Jeremiah to speak his words to his rebellious people and to the nations around them. History shows that God fulfilled all his words through Jeremiah, and God's words can be trusted. Jeremiah 1:6. Alas, sovereign Lord, I said, I do not know how to speak. I am too young. Similar to Moses, Jeremiah told God with solemn humility that he was not good at public speaking. Furthermore, he was too young or too inexperienced to represent God, and probably knew that people would not listen to him because he was so young. He thought no king or subject in the kingdom would heed his words or believe that God would speak through someone so young. He did acknowledge that God was his sovereign ruler, and he recognized God's right to rule over him and all the nations of the earth. Jeremiah did not tell God no, but he thought he gave God good and reasonable excuses not to be a prophet at his young age. As his sovereign Lord, Jeremiah acknowledged that he would do whatever God wanted him to do at whatever age. Jeremiah 1:7. But the Lord said to me, "Do not say, 'I am too young.' You must go to everyone I send you to and say whatever I command you." God needed a young man who would have the strength to confront anyone, high or low, and God would increase Jeremiah's strength whenever needed. God also needed a young man who would preach effectively for at least 40 years to Israel and the surrounding nations. Moreover, God had created Jeremiah to begin serving him as a prophet when he was a young man. Jeremiah must go wherever God sent him and say whatever God commanded, and God wanted Jeremiah to begin as a young man. If Jeremiah preached what God commanded, he would not need to be an eloquent orator, and the repentance of the people did not depend upon Jeremiah being an eloquent orator or upon his age. Jeremiah 1:8. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you, and will rescue you, declares the Lord. As a young man, Jeremiah was probably terrified to think of speaking to the king and nobles of Judah. But God began by sending Jeremiah to a good and godly king, King Josiah, and Jeremiah publicly supported King Josiah's reforms. As Jeremiah gained confidence and experience, he courageously declared words of warning to all the corrupt kings and priests before and after the fall of Jerusalem in 586 BC. No matter how young or how old, or how well or how poorly Jeremiah could speak, God promised to be with him and enable him to do whatever he asked Jeremiah to do. Jeremiah was persecuted and imprisoned for his preaching, but God always rescued him until his work was done. Jeremiah 1:9. Then the Lord reached out his hand and touched my mouth and said to me, "I have put my words in your mouth." Jeremiah did not describe his vision of the Lord as Isaiah did. Isaiah saw God high and lifted up, and Isaiah's mouth was touched with a fiery coal by an angel to purify his lips. The Lord reached out his hand and touched Jeremiah's mouth. God made clear to Jeremiah, and from his words, Jeremiah's listeners should have believed, that he had put his words in Jeremiah's mouth. Jeremiah was not preaching his political and religious conclusions based upon his observations and study. Rather, he was preaching and would have Baruch record for others and us the very words of God. Jeremiah 1:10. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. God's ambassador and prophet, Jeremiah, represented God before the people and the kings and rulers of the nations. What Jeremiah foretold was what God planned to do because of the idolatry and evil ways of his people and the nations surrounding them. God would do what Jeremiah said, and Jeremiah declared what God would do in judgment against Judah, Jerusalem, and the nations. God fulfilled Jeremiah's words through the Babylonians when they destroyed the temple and the city of Jerusalem, as he foretold and warned. Most of Jeremiah's preaching would be words of judgment and warning, plucking up and breaking down. But Jeremiah also foretold that the Judean exiles would return from Babylon, and they would rebuild their city and temple, to build and to plant. See Jeremiah chapter 25, verse 12, and chapter 29, verse 10. Moreover, he foretold that God would make a new covenant with his people, which Jesus fulfilled when he came and made a new covenant in his blood, about 500 years later. See Jeremiah chapter 31, verse 31. Questions for discussion and thinking further. 1. Give some reasons why people can trust the book of Jeremiah to be true. 2. Knowing the nation would not repent, give some reasons why you think God sent Jeremiah to preach in Jerusalem. 3. What are some ways Jeremiah and John the Baptist are similar and or different? 4. What did God command Jeremiah to do? 5. What are some of the ways Jeremiah's prophecies were fulfilled? International Bible Lesson, Uniform Sunday School Lesson Series, L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. God Known Before We Were Born, July 16, 2017. Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. In the Bible, we learn how God called special people to do special tasks. Pharaoh's daughter saved Moses, and he met God at the burning bush. Isaiah saw God high and lifted up, and an angel cleansed his unclean lips. The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah, and God told him that he had set him apart to be a prophet before he was born. John the Baptist was filled with the Holy Spirit before he was born. Jesus was conceived by the Holy Spirit in the Virgin Mary. God called each one to do his work in his way to change history and countless lives. God has not called us to do what these people did, but let us remember two ways that we are like them. First, we know this truth about every person. From Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, God created people in his own image. In the image of God, he created them. Male and female, he created them. And from Psalms 139, verses 13 through 14. Second, in the womb, God personally creates and makes every person special. 4. You created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. We will never be famous Bible heroes, but God created each of us in his image for his purposes. Each of us can become servants of the Most High God, and every servant of God can love God and others, reflect the glory of God, and help others come to trust in and delight in God. Begin or close your class by reading the short weekly International Bible Lesson. Copyright 2017 by L.G. Parkhurst, Jr. Permission granted for not-for-profit use.